What about butter that's got that way?
Well, it ain't good either. It's just, I don't want it. It needs to get old. But we don't have nothing like that so bad now since we've got refrigerators and ice boxes and things to keep it in, you know.
Right.
It's like it used to be. People used to let the milk down in the well or keep it in the branch or keep it somewhere to keep it cold, keep it sour.
Right.
Got to where it didn't have to do that.
Did, if butter got like that, would you call it rank too, or?
I guess it would. Call it. I don't know. It'll be foolish.
I was wondering if you ever heard people around here use the word funky, that butter's got a funky taste to it?
Yeah, they call stuff like that old funky taste.
Yeah. You could say that about butter.
Yeah.
It tasted kind of.
Yeah.
Bad. Yeah. I see. Well, that's interesting. Have you ever heard of people making anything out of the insides of a hog? Like hashlet, something like that?
Well, that was the living lights and pieces of the backbone all cooked up together into a... Now, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
The liver was all right and the lights all right.
Mm-hmm.
Cook it up together. But now there ain't no backbone. They call it something else now. We don't have backbone like we used to have when we killed our hog.
Hmm. Well, what they did
then? Well, they cut it up now and call it the... What do they call it now? Pork chops.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, call it pork chops. You go to the store to buy it. You can't even get you a piece of backbone. And come on and have it boiled up together and put some red pepper in there.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, the old saying is make you push your dad in the creek.
Did you used to like to eat hot stuff?
Or? Yeah, I eat lots of hot stuff. I got it where I can't eat it.
Peppers and stuff like that.
Doctor stopped me eating.
Yeah.
I had gout in my feet 1 year and they're down with them.
Yeah. Is that?
My feet are burning now, just like this by fire.
Is that right? That's
kind
of painful?
Yeah, and if it gets just right, it's sure enough pain.
Yeah. And that has to do with what you eat?
Yeah, sweets and stuff like that. You have to leave it all. Pepper, no pepper. Doc Clark said it was a rich man, called a rich man's diet years ago, gout was.
Is that right?
I said he got it where now and everybody had it.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, well, I didn't look like I'd had it. Wasn't rich.
Yes, sir.
Been about half starved death on my life.
Oh, I meant to ask you before we got off talking about that, when we were talking about the fireplace, did people usually have something up above the fireplace where they could put pictures?
Oh, it's a mantel board.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Had those back then, too.
Yeah.
Well, what did the...
Old clock, old 8-day clock, they setting up that, wind it every Sunday morning, and strike, you know.
You mean that you could wind it and let it go for 8 days?
Yeah. 8 day clock. Tape, talk, you know, that would pin it.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up in the night and let a little clock. I had one. It went bad. And it belonged to my wife's mother. And she stayed here with us, left it here. And the baby daughter of the family had one, just one child. And the request was it be given to her. And our death, well, they didn't wait on my death, which it was. But they wanted it, and I told them I'd take it on.
Yeah. I see. Yeah. Back then, did people have one of these long pieces of furniture that served?